Turn down Tarek, you get off.
Okay. Middle. Yeah, okay. So we saw an unbelievable thing. V'chai oylem not up asaychenu. Through our learning of the Torah, that is what gives a chias to all existence. V'gam livnois hanerosos b'tikunim gedoylim. To build that which has been destroyed. To connect Shemayim to Oretz, right, to unite all the worlds, like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Amar, I'm not sure who it is, he makes shalom between the higher world and the lower world. Rav Amar, like he built the palace of the upper world, the palace of the lower world. So that's what the Gemara says. What does it mean? It means, like we've been saying, that since the Torah is the neshama of all existence, so giving koyach to that Torah is miyachid all of existence. Ma'achid, all existence, brings it together so that the arts could be more connected to the Shemayim. Yeah, that's what it's saying. Uvechaziso, Shoyka v'mudei sheish. The Pasuk says in Shashim, Shoyka v'mudei sheish, Eilu tamidei chachamim. These are the tamidei chachamim. Lama nimshlu l'amudim. Why are they compared to pillars? Shem amudei oylem, they are the pillars of the world. Meaning they hold up the world. Shenemar, em leibisi yom v'layla, Chukka Shemayim Oretz lo samti. V'mish l'rapso, Chochmos ban sabeso, Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu, Im zocha adam, V'lomad Torah v'chochma, If a person is zoicha to learn Torah and chochma, Chosh v'lefanei k'moy shibar Shemayim, Hashem counts it as if he created the Shemayim, V'kilu hemid k'va oylam kuloi, and he upheld the entire world. V'shem v'perek yesh eschayel amru, Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu, l'Yisrael, Bonai hayu misaskim b'toyre v'yom v'laila u'mayla ne'aleichem kilu atem ma'amidim eskoha oylem. So all these different chazals are basically saying this idea. U'bezoyer, bereishis. We'll skip to the Hebrew. Kol mi sh'oisek b'toyre b'chol yoyim. A person that learns Torah every day, yizkesh yolecheilek l'olam haba, he'll be zoycha to olam haba v'yenechshav loy kilu bono olamis, as if he built a world. Sh'areit b'toyre nivra oylem rishtachlel. That the world was created and established through the Torah. Whoever's Isaac in it is giving a keem to the world. Hashem created the world with a ruach. And it continues with the ruach. What's the ruach that continues? It's a ruach shalelu alaynu b'Torah. Wow. The Shema Parshas VeYeshev. Achash Erech Tchilu B'Malosu on the Rosh of Adam Beisik B'Torah. By the Mahaz B'Lam Abba. After it describes the great Milo, someone that learns Torah in this world and the next. V'Anshar Godol B'Shnei Olam Shemes Rabbi M'Menachas V'Sholom. And how great the punishment is for not doing it. After it describes that, Siyem B'Omar, it sums it up and it says, we'll skip to the Hebrew again. Again, from the Zohar, I think. After it goes in, after it's marich in this matter, to describe how the Torah was through the Torah, all the worlds were created. Omer Acharzeh, it says after this. When the world was created, nothing was really secure until Hashem decided to create man. So you have somebody who's learning the Torah in this world. So if you do that, you're holding up the world. Hashem looked in the Torah and created the world. Right, like we've explained already, that the world is a blueprint of the Torah, and the Torah is an expression of Ratzon Hashem. and through that Hashem created the world. And what does a person do? So just like Hashem did that, all the mistakah of Torah Mekayim is all the world. A person does the same thing. We look into the Torah, we know that the world, Reb Chaim himself brought, that the world is recreated every minute. The world is recreated, Yesh Ma'ayim, every minute. Right? Amachadish betuva bechol yom tomid ma'isabreishis. La'oisei, right, like it brings the pasuk. La'oisei arum gedolim kilolim chastoi. It's in present tense. It's recreated. So what is that recreation? So just like the original creation came with the Torah, the recreation is from Adam who's learning the Torah. That Hashem takes that Torah and creates the world with it. It's nimtzo. Shamaisa vakim shakol ha'olam yatoyro. Mishem zeh, asher Adam oisei v'tori ki mekayim es olam. That's what the person's doing. So then it leads to the destruction of the world. That's why a person that learns Torah Lishma is called a Reya, a friend. Become a partner with Hashem. He's being Makayim all the worlds through his learning, and he becomes a partner with Hashem. And without his learning, the whole world would go back to nothingness. The friend of my world. Klaisel is a friend of Hashem's world because since they were Makabal the Torah, through that the world was able to stand. Oh. Okay, we'll continue this tomorrow. But now we have to go.